stuff his ears up when anyone would refer to him as God. He wants to be known as a devotee. But we worship him as God on the same line as Radha Krishna. Mm. So how do we understand that? Mm. Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to be praised as God, but we worship him as such.
There is a warning to the future fools and rascals. Even God does not like to be addressed as God. But we address him as God on the strength of Shastra. Krishna Annam Kisha Krishna Sangha Panda Jaggai Sankirtani. Here is the incarnation of God. That is Shastra says. So out of his humbleness, he may say like that. But we should know by following the Acharya, by Shastra, Sadhu Shastra, Guru Bhakti. Guru accepts in God, Shastra accepts in God, Sadhu accepts in God.
The people say that just like Ramakrishna, the disciples presented him as God, but he never said he was God.
But then where is the Shastra?
No.
Three things. The devotee, a saintly person, Shastra and Guru. He has no Guru. He has no support from the Shastra. He is a fool, rascal number one, and he is God. He has an illiterate priest. He has no knowledge of Shastra. Besides that, in the Shastra it is said that those who are worshipping other demigods, their intelligence is lost. So he was worshipping Kali. So he had no intelligence of spiritual realization. And he became God. So these things can be accepted by other fools and rascals. But those who follow Shastra, they will reject immediately.
But if they say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a devotee, worshipped the Supreme Lord Kirtan, but his disciples say he is God.
Huh?
Simply the disciples have
received him as God. No, why did I have already said that he is supported by Shastra. He is supported by Shastra, he is supported by learned scholars, in the transcendental scholars, and supported by Guru. We follow our Guru. So Guru says, Shastra says, saintly person says, therefore yes.
They interpret that verse in another way.
That is the rascal. What is their value? When these rascals say that you worship in Kali, one become God.
No, Vaishnavas.
Huh?
The Ramanuja and the Madhuas, they say Krishna Varnam means black. Krishna Varnam. Tuesham Krishna, but he is effulgent.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. No, we should follow our Acharya.
Why? Right, but how to convince them that they will never accept Chaitanya?
No, you are also Acharya, but we have got our own Acharya. Why should I follow you?
But how to convince them?
Convince means they will not become you. Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnayati. One is describing Krishna, that is Krishna Varnam. And Krishna Varnam does not mean black. And again it is confirmed, Tisha or Krishna. So how can they say black? By complexion, he is or Krishna. So how they can interpret that he is black?
That is foolishness.
That is foolishness. Krishna Varnam means Krishnam Varnayati iti Krishna. If it is Krishna Varna, then how it is again confirmed? Tisha or Krishna.
That is effulgence.
That is his interpretation. Tisha or Krishna. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Idanim Krishna Dangata. Sukla raktastatha pita idanim krishnatana. So God has other scholars also. white and red and yellow. So here is yellow. Tisha Akushna. So we have to follow Jiva Goswami. Why this ascot? We have to follow. We don't follow. If we have got your interpretation, we have got better interpretation. Why isn't I accept you? My mother says, here is your father. I shall accept that. Or somebody says, here is your father. Whom shall I accept? Mother's voice. Even parampara pratham. We shall accept the parampara acharya. Not whimsically anyone interpretation you have to accept.
In the Chaitanya-Chaitanya, it's very clear that if one does not accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then actually he cannot worship Krishna properly.
That's a fact.
Just to carry out on the Chidananda's point, it would seem then that the Ramanujis and the Madhvites, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how can they possibly...
Therefore they cannot understand the higher rasas. Unnata ujjala rasang. They cannot understand?
No, they can understand shantaras.
Yeah.
Dasaras.
That's all.
But no,
not more than that.
No.
They cannot meditate. There is no paternal rasa or madhujya rasa in their community.
And Balabites, they also, actually, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say Balabhacharya is their Mahaprabhu. And they worship in...
Balabhacharya was rejected by Chaitanya.
Yeah, I know that. So,
actually, he was simply proud of his education. He had no realization.
You explained it.
Do they worship in Vatsalya Rasa or it is show?
Show.
It's not genuine.
It's not genuine.
Some of them say that Krishna becoming, before becoming polluted, they say like that. That means childhood age, there is no pollution. And youthhood age, Krishna, it was polluted by the gopis. This is their verse. Krishna becomes polluted.
Yeah, they say like that.
Do they say like that?
Yes, they have. I have spoken that. In Hyderabad, that Bhav Krishna.
Yes.
Another thing they say is that Radharani's name is not mentioned in Bhagavad. So this whole emphasis on Radha is not correct.
That means they cannot understand Radha Krishna Pranayadikiti. They cannot understand. And therefore, in their community, we won't fight any high class devotee.
No.
Simply official sentiment.
Is Balabhacharya, so he cannot be considered actually in proper line?
Because Balabhacharya was rejected by Chaitanya.
He's in the line with...
He accepted a learned scholar, but he did not accept him as very highly realized.
No, you explained that before. His guru, Balabhacharya's guru is... He's in Madhavendrapuri's line?
No.
Vishnu Swami.
They come in the Vishnu Swami. I do not exactly know who is his immediate guru.
I'm just trying to clear these points up, because I remember when I was preaching in South India, this discussion came up, that just like Madhavendra Puri, he found the deity of Gopal. And you've explained...
That is our Gaudiya. Madhavendra Puri is Gaudiya.
Yeah. You explained how he was worshipping the deity. Now, that deity of Gopal...
Srinathji.
But that deity was eventually handed over?
Yeah.
During Mohammedans, the deity was moved.
And Balabhacharya...
I heard that after the death of Balabhacharya, Sanatana Goswami told his son to worship Gopal deity. He engaged his son, Balabhacharya's son, as a pujari in Govardhan. So then it came into their hands. Then when the deity was moved, it was moved to Nathadwara. And now they
while the deity was given to them, they could do anything.
Yeah. Because his son was all hopeless that the Acharya is dead and our father is dead. So you know what to do. But they have pictures, they draw pictures of Srinathji on Govardhan and Vallabhacharya is worshipping. Yeah. All over.
That's the reason. It's a big mistake. I had a discussion with one man. So I was stating that Madhavendra Puri found this deity, Gopal. But their teaching is that Vallabhacharya found the deity. I said, no, Madhavendra Puri handed the deity over later on for worship. But it was he who found the deity and originated the worship on Govardhan and all the villagers.
It has been confirmed in the court that this deity belongs to Gaudiya Vaishnava. There was big case among themselves, and the court gave judgment that this deity belongs to the Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Well, when was that court case?
About 4 or 5 years ago. No, about 10 to 15 years.
Recently.
Who represented the Gaudiya?
Nobody, but from the history it was found that it belonged to Gaudiya. That in Delhi, one lawyer is there, he knows, he told me.
Society, some devotees have an idea to spend money by employing professional men to advertise our society in so many different ways, through advertising campaigns, etc. My idea is that our money should be spent on direct preaching. In other words, that
then we are spending advertisement for?
Well, sometimes I know, I mean, they hire professional firms to assist in public relations work. As an example, last year at Rath Yatra, $2,000 was spent to hire a professional group to assist them in making up the advertisements and other things, giving them guidance, general assistance.
If you get really assistance, then the harm, just as sometimes go to the court, we pay to the lawyer. Because we are not expert.
Mm.
In that sense it can be spent.
But cautiously.
Yes. For nothing, because you have got money. No.
No.
Unless it is urgently or absolutely necessary, we should not spend.
And there should be some limitation. We should not spend tens of thousands of dollars.
No.
In such a way.
They shouldn't listen to all the decisions of these professional men if they say don't do this and
that. The president should be restricted that you cannot spend more than this amount without sanction of the.
When we were in Bombay, there was a organization man that one gentleman who was discussing with Bhagavan about the general organization of the society that you suggested we talk to him.
So many they can.
There was one
they simply talk. They do not help.
And when we were talking to him, we said that every temple should have its budget, and over that budget, the GBC should have two accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Mahamudra Hamsa Maharaj got the customs duty waiver for the bus in Germany. What about the bullock carts?
Bullock cart is very good for India.
But that's for the small villages. The big towns, they're very far apart.
You are not supposed to go to the small villages.